Whoa, Star. Whoa, boy. Whoa.
Yeah. Well. Now, Larry.
Come on, we go right around this way.
Well, are you sure you got a key to this stately abode of evildoers, Uncle Zach?
Well, I did have. I'll be dead hammered if keys ain't getting smaller every year. Oh, here it is. Mistook it for a dime twice. Yes, sir. When I was coming up, a key was a key, and a jailhouse key had to be fitted with wheels. Now, look at that thing. Now, that's what I call sending a boy on a man's errand.
Is the sheriff's office in back?
No, it's up in front, but he didn't want folks seeing us go in. There you are. Now, let's get on in.
I see a light up the hall.
Yeah, the sheriff's waiting for us.
Come in.
Oh, howdy, Uncle Zach.
Yeah, hello, Sheriff.
Howdy, Brandon. Glad to see you.
Well. Thank you, Sheriff. I'm glad to shake hands with you.
Well, I see you got acquainted with Uncle Zach. Sit down, gents.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, Brandon, you're from down Gila way, I understand.
Yes, sir. And Uncle Zach's about all my dad talks about nowadays. Dad and Uncle Zach used to be in the Rangers.
Yes, your dad had natural talent for slinging lead. And from what I hear, you inherited this shooting eye, Larry.
Well, not so accurate as you and Dad used to be, Uncle Zach. I can't roll a can without nicking it, but I can put six slugs through it before Dad can get unlimbered.
Yeah, faster than Alex used to be, Larry?
Well, something like this.
I'll be dead hammered if you ain't dangerous with that health destroyer, son.
Yes, sir. If you can shoot half as good as you can juggle, you're the man we need here in Cameron Gulch. Take a load off your feet while I tell you about this limb of Satan called the Black Ghost.
Thank you. Mind if I hang my belt up here?
Don't do it, Brandon. Keep 'em on. I've done got plumb scared to take mine off.
Oh, bad as that, huh?
Yeah. Sheriff is right, Larry. We don't know who to trust.
That's right, Brandon. I've rid 10 good horses into the ground and lost enough weight to make another ordinary-sized man chasing the Black Ghost. I might just as well have been chasing butterflies for all the good it done me.
Uncle Zach here tells me that nobody even knows who the Black Ghost is.
No, but it don't stop a man from having ideas. Do you ever hear of the Gila Gang?
Why, yes, but... But you don't think
it... Yeah, remember how the Gila Bandit had a way of sliding out and leaving the other gent to hold the sack?
Yes, but nobody knows who the Gila Bandit is. Was.
No? Well, maybe some folks know more than you think.
Who was he, Uncle Zach?
Well, blessed if I know. This is all news to me. Gila Bandit and all his raids never got hemmed in once. Some of his men got caught, but he just seemed to fade away. Always had his getaway figured out to a gnat's eyebrow.
Well, does that suggest anything?
You mean, the Black Ghost
you
is...
You bet I do. There ain't two men that clever in one generation. A criminal may change his deviltry to suit a certain section, but he always runs true to form. The Gila Bandit down there was a sidewinder and a skunk. But the folks remember the way he eluded capture better than they do his crimes. The Black Ghost robs and kills, rich and poor alike, even cripples. And human life means absolutely nothing to him. But Cameron City talks about the way he vanishes from sight in bright moonlight.
Then you all think that the Black Ghost is the Gila Bandit.
I wish I could be sure of a seat in glory when I cash in my chips.
Then from now on, I'm riding your hunch, straight up. It's just a question of outsmarting it.
Well, that'll be some job, Brandon. He's got this ghost buffaloed to a standstill. Why, some folks won't speak his name above a whisper. They half believe he's supernatural.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well,
the first I knew the Black Ghost was 6 months ago when he held up the bank.
Mm-hmm.
East Cameron, owner of the bank and the whole dang town, reported to me that a man wearing a black hood and robe had robbed the bank and then rid away on a coal black horse. That was a Saturday night, and the bank was open late to accommodate payrolls and mines.
I see.
Yeah, the town was swarming with men, and every man that owned a horse rode in the posse. He had plenty of start on us, but when we rode out of the gulch under the lava beds, there he was in his black outfit a-jogging along ahead of us, and every man fogged in behind him in a run.
And I believe Uncle Zach said it was moonlight?
Say, I never seen a full moon as bright. The hills on the right and Buzzard Butte on the left looked like a big saucer painted in silver, and it was plumb deceiving to the eye. Anyhow, he let us gain on him till he got about half a mile from Buzzard Butte, and then we saw a big glare of light, a puff of smoke, and right in front of our eyes, horse and rider turned to pale white, and then they disappeared off the face of the earth.
I bet half the posse was scared to death.
Brandon, for the first time in my life, I was so scared that my teeth started chattering. About half the men hightailed it for town, but the rest of us hunted till daylight. We found nary a track, no sign whatever. And yet there wasn't a rock on them lava beds big enough to hide a flea under. Of course, we knew that a horse and rider couldn't up and evaporate like that in plain open moonlight, but them spooky lava beds didn't help us none to figure it out.
I bet you they didn't.
Well, we got back to Cameron City a little after daybreak to find that this rattler had returned to town while we was looking for him and stuck up the Diamond Stud Saloon with 100 armed men present. Not a man followed him.
Well,
but that wasn't all. Just to keep folks from thinking he was shirking, he beat up old man Winthrop, the cripple, and left him lying on the floor unconscious. And the boys found him there.
Well, now that's what I call a plumb industrious hombre, Sheriff. You ought to have some help dealing with a fella like him.
Well, I didn't ask for help right away because I figured I could take this gent alone. But Ace Cameron wrote to the governor and offered $5,000 reward for the capture of the Black Ghost. And then pretty soon, Uncle Zach showed up.
Yeah. The governor tipped me off personal. You see, Larry, the trouble with this elusive gent is that he knows everything that goes on in Cameron Gulch, no matter how careful we are. If we send out a gold shipment, he nabs it pronto. Why, he's actually taking toll from some of the small miners who operate claims out in the hills. He leaves so much of each cleanup at a stated place, and those who try to trap him or fail to leave the dust passes out peaceful and prompt. So most of them pay.
Well, is that all you know, Sheriff?
All I know, Brandon. And it don't help much.
Well, Sheriff, can I ask you a few questions?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll do my best to answer them.
Well, when this gent held up the bank the first time, did Ace Cameron report to you in person, or did he send you word?
Why, he sent a note by a Mex kid.
Did Ace Cameron ride in that first posse?
No, now that I come to think of it, he didn't. But you're not a-thinking.
I'm not missing any clue, Sheriff, no matter how small it is. Can Ace handle a gun?
Best in town, I reckon. Outside of his two lookouts at the Diamond Stud and Uncle Zach. He's faster than me, a whole lot.
Then it'd make a good man in the posse, wouldn't it?
Oh, sure. But then you gotta remember that Ace Cameron is sort of the head man in this town. He's got, his dignity to maintain. He can...
Yes, Uncle Zach tells me he owns the whole town.
Well, just about, I reckon.
And if I recollect, Uncle Zach said he owns the Diamond Stud and the Palace Hotel, and then there's a bank, too.
Uh-huh.
And he made his money grubstaking mining.
That's right, Larry. East Cameron's right generous when it comes to financing prospectors.
Well, now, just how many of these hard-working prospectors that he grubstaked ever struck it rich?
Well, I don't recollect any of them ever made a big strike. A man, if he's lucky, can make a living.
And yet Ace Cameron got rich, just grubstaking him.
Yes, but...
Now, wait a minute, Uncle Zach. You say, Sheriff, that Cameron was the one that wrote to the governor and offered $5,000 reward for the black goat?
Yeah, that's a fact. $5,000.
And his own place of business had been held up with his black ghost right frequent, huh?
Yeah, just about ever so often.
You know, Sheriff, I wouldn't be surprised if it weren't about time for the black ghost to be calling on Ace Cameron again.
Huh? What's that?
I said I wouldn't be surprised if the black ghost wasn't aiming to call on Ace Cameron again in the near future.
Well, I'll be eternally doggone. Say... How'd you know that?
I just guessed it. Why?
Because Ace Cameron just got a note from the Black Ghost this evening. A note saying that he was going to stick up the Diamond Stud Bar tomorrow night.
What? Well, I'll be dead hammered.
Yeah, that's why I sent for you. I've got the note right here. Pull down that window blind there. Now get it. Here you are.
Mm-hmm. Written on a typewriter, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many machines are in town.
There's just one, and it's owned by Ace Cameron.
Yeah, but how on earth could the Black Ghost write that on Ace's machine in his office at the Diamond Stud?
The typewriter ain't at the Diamond Stud. It's at the bank in Cameron's private office.
Yeah, let me read it. It says, better put another $5,000 on my head, Ace Cameron. It'll help you tomorrow night when I call on you at the Diamond Stud. Be sure and have plenty of cash on hand. And it's not signed.
Well, don't need to be signed. That rattlesnake sure has his nerve.
So he aims to hold up the Diamond Stud tomorrow night.
Well, the moon's on the increase. Almost full. Never operated except moonlight nights.
He says he put on extra guard.
Well, if you ask me, this black ghost is running a fine, large bluff. No man in his right senses would try a stunt like that.
Son, don't you be too sure about that. Black ghosts don't run no bluffs, not none at all. He'll be here just as sure as shooting.
I'd like to see him try it.
He'll probably have your wish, Larry. He's plumb tricky. He'll do it and get away with it.
Maybe he'll get away with it. But a gent don't always run along without making mistakes. And this time, I think he's made one.